A rushing wind filled the room, and a winged creature sailed past her, brushing her cheek.
Would you like to know the story?
Elise touched her cheek, feeling the hot mark the winged thing had left on her face. Its dark outline cascaded over the fog, and she watched it wind its way up the curved wall toward the intricately designed glass ceiling. She watched in awe, waiting for the airborne creature to slow and dive back toward the ground, but it didn't. Taking aim, it tucked its wings in and spun upward, higher and faster, through the bullseye-shaped glass, etched into 12 perfect divisions. The sound of shattering glass sent her flying toward the icy flames. Elise ducked and threw her hands over her head, hoping these beings would somehow shield her from the glass shards that were sure to rain down. But there was nowhere to hide. The flames flickered out as the whoosh of rushing wind whipped through the room and followed the winged creature out of the opening. Once again, she was submerged in total darkness, waiting for something to happen. When nothing did, she raised her head slowly and watched the icy flames flicker back to life, one by one. Glass shards floated in the space just above her head, shining and glistening like the nighttime stars hovering in Earth's atmosphere. Elise stood and brushed herself off, noticing that grass had appeared, growing beneath her feet. The smell of fresh earth and dirt filled her senses, and above her head, rushing waters had stretched out across the ceiling. The water flowed in from all different directions, commingled together in a circular fashion before spilling out of the hole in the ceiling that the winged creature left. A short distance from where she stood, trees sprang to life, and she had to jump backwards to avoid being struck by a growing tree branch. She jumped again as a river forged its way into the place she had been standing, teeming with life. In the distance, a fox and lamb playfully wrestled through the new grassy meadow and came to rest at the foot of another pinpoint of light that had risen out of the fresh dirt. This light swirled and danced around the room, gathering momentum as formed letters pushed by a whirlwind came together, creating words and sentences which formed the figure of a man. Out of the first figure, another appeared. She stood before him, and a castle of warm, mossy earth, willow trees, and flowering plants that had taken shape in the background behind them. Moments later, a single stray sentence whizzed past Elise's face before bounding into the shadows. The couple, the characters from inside her music box, waltzed and swayed across the flora-filled courtyard to music that was piped into the room from somewhere overhead that Elise couldn't pinpoint. Frogs croaked and crickets chirped, adding to the sweet, haunting lullaby that she instantly recognized as it whispered its tale through the trees. The entire room was lost in sweet intoxication of this enchanting world when he materialized. Emerging from out of the shadows, the servant appeared subtly, but in a flash of a moment, he grew brighter and more magnificent than anything else in the room. Elise's eyes were drawn to him, captivated by his charming aura. The servant rushed towards the dancing couple and crashed into them, sending the young prince spiraling out of control toward the edge of their world. With speed and agility, the handsome servant righted the princess to his chest, ingratiating himself into the dance, and picked up where she and her former beau had left off. The beauty of this couple and their dance sent shockwaves throughout the land. Elise couldn't put her finger on exactly what it was, but there had certainly been a change. As she hummed along with a song she knew by heart, she realized that the melody was no longer hauntingly sweet. Instead, the melody, the one that had overtaken this world, was simply haunting.